All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out to the emergency session or the town council meeting on May 17th. It's a Saturday, it's 4 o'clock p.m. and we have a full quorum. Councilmember Ahlstrom is joining us via Zoom. And the agenda item was to discuss, I'm not looking at the agenda, but it was to discuss the bids for the discussion and action on bids for the new access into the landfill or the green waste facility. So Bruce, I'll let you, so we did reach out and get three bids for that. Actually, I think we got four bids and they range from, Bruce, do you have those handy on you? They range from like 11,400 up to 24,000 or something, I recall.
Yeah, let me pull them up. Yeah, first of all, I got the Zach Jenkins has one for $11,050. And then we have up here we have an Accurite was $22,770 and Post is $11,040.
Post is what? $11,000 what?
Yep. Post is cheapest by $10 over Zach.
Only $10.
Okay.
$11,040.
$11,000. Right. And that was 3 inches of road base for the length of the, I think it was like 1,100 feet, was it? It was like 550 plus 600 or something like that?
Yeah, it was like, I can find it here, 13,800 square feet. And for post, it's 80 cents per square foot. And that was for 3 inches deep.
Okay. All right. So post is the lowest bid. Zach is very close to it. Bruce and I actually talked just before the meeting about the bids. Bruce, do you want to discuss any of that, or
the one thing is Zach Jenkins came earlier this week, came up to Blaine and talked to him about saying he'd like to donate some of the field coat to put in front of the new town hall. He feels that the town has helped him and his family out so much, he wanted to give something back to the town. And when I talked to him the other day, and he expressed the same thing to me. I mean, he's a new business that also opens him up to maybe get future contracts too, but it's a very generous offer of, you know, thanking the town. So I kind of felt like at first, well, I want to give him the bid, you know.
Right.
But then Richard talked about that. We've already got post going in there with Ed Rich, and perhaps we need to put some, a little bit of road base and maybe some mag fluorite on the other entryway into the town landfill just to help the neighbors to keep the dust down. And maybe we ought to try and see if we get Zach to do that.
That'd be an extra cost.
So my thought being, if you don't mind, Bruce, my thought being, actually I talked to Lonnie today too, and he actually has 50 truckloads coming in like this week, like of the 200. Remember, there was a 230, and they're ready to bring 50 loads in this week. The contractor that's bringing that in, and I think it's the fiber optic guys that are working over in Eden. They will bring a water truck in to keep the water down on the road, which is, I think, a very good thing. But what I told Lonnie is, and Bruce, it's important that this first month, like, we need to be good neighbors and keep dust down and make sure it's done right, because if we don't, then they're all going to be down protesting at the meeting when we're trying to get the zoning.
Could you bring it in the other entry for now?
Possibly.
Coming that way?
Possibly. That would be more impact on the neighbors with 50 trucks or whatever. That might be.
But not the ones going right past.
Yeah.
So how quick can either one of these companies get it done?
This week.
They can.
They both get it done.
What was Bruce saying about post? I didn't catch that.
So Ed's gone back and forth a little bit. He initially, I don't have the map up here, but he initially wanted us to go down the main road and then turn and go up. He first said it's the second power pole, which is like 600 feet up. And then when we met the next week, he said, I want you to go all the way to the bridge, which is another 500 or 600 feet. He's trying to get us to do as much as we will. And then now he's kind of gone back to saying, okay, just do road base for now and get it to that point, that second power pole, which is 500 or 600 feet up the road. But he will likely, Ed himself will probably extend out. In fact, he's probably going to extend up to the bridge where he originally wanted it, and he'll pay for that. So my other thought to Bruce is it'd be good to have, and in discussion with Lonnie, it'd be good to have the same contractor do all that. Ed's been working with Post already, and they're going to extend it out, and you could get different compaction or different, they have the rollers, team rollers, everything. So it'd be, just be good to have it all be consistent all the way up the length of that road, all the way up that, that Ed's doing too, because Ed's going to do the next section. So with that in mind, I'd recommend we go with Post, who is the lowest bidder by, I mean, not by much, by $10, but also the lowest bidder.
Do you concur with that? And already working over there.
And already working over there. They're the ones that pulverized the asphalt last year. They went through and they've Ed's used them in the past, and they've done work for Ed in the past, and Lonnie too. So
okay,
yeah. So then the rest of my thought was we need to make sure we're good neighbors, and the other entrance into our landfill isn't great. It would probably be a good idea, maybe not bid on it today, but
right.
Be a good idea to put a thing. Lonnie says he thinks we could just do a skim coat on it. There are areas that have potholes, but we do a skim coat and fill in the potholes. Leveled out and then go over it with the mag chloride, and it would be in really good shape again. So we need to talk to the neighbors and have them stop sprinkling our road too, because the sprinklers are going on it. But
makes potholes.
Yeah. So yeah. That.
Well, I'm thinking that is an extra expense, so we don't have on the agenda to do that. But I'm thinking
right.
If we have all the trucks going through the new entranceway, those will all be taken care of now. And I'll talk to neighbors, and also be talking to maybe get another bid out. Before we have trucks going the other way, bringing in fill, yeah, we get that road done.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel, you know, with giving Zach the opportunity to do something, although we need to get this and follow, you know, get three bids on us. And that, we can delay that for a little bit, you know, till we get all the bids done, until we have another town board meeting, that sort of stuff, just have all the trucks go through the new entrance.
Yeah, I agree. So. The other thing, I tried to get Lonnie to get a bid for the mag chloride. He called Scott Story, who does, he has a business that applies that, couldn't get a hold of him. I said, okay, Lonnie, what's your ballpark like? Do you think it's going to be 2,000, 5,000, 10,000? What do you think? He said, oh, no, I just think a couple of $2,000 or $3,000 for the original portion. So I would suggest that we approve up to a certain amount today to cover that as well. So do an approval to accept the lowest responsible bidder on the asphalt or on the road base, and then a certain amount for the mag chloride where we're at it. So
can see, we do it since it's not on the agenda?
Well, I mean, it's all the same. It's all.
Here's what it reads.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say read the
discussion and or action on approval of bid to install and grade road base on alternate access road to the green waste facility. She's got it pretty detailed. I don't care, but.
But is it,
I mean, the mag chloride is kind of a process.
But it's part of the process of doing that same piece of road.
Right? Yeah, that's my feeling. Yeah.
That's what it says.
I don't know. I have no idea about road construction.
I mean, I think it's you put it on to protect it. Like you put
we
the,
can add
it. You put the stuff down. I think it's. I can't think it is.
What do you think it would be up to, though?
So I told Lonnie what do you think it costs? And so he was going to look on their website. In fact, let's see if he's texted me. But he was going to see if there was any pricing on the website. But he thought it would be, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 to do that first section. I haven't heard back from him, and he couldn't get a hold of Scott.
That's the original.
The Ed Rich access.
Oh
yeah.
That's on top of the road base. This is a separate.
So
they this put is the road, this creates. It finishes the road work so that it's drivable without dust.
So finished,
same piece of road.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So they put the road base down 3 inches thick. They grade it out. They level it. Then they compact it with the steam.
I think we should.
Roller.
Yeah, I think we can.
And then they cover it with the mag chloride to protect it and to keep the dust down.
So this so, many.
Yeah, I think that would.
You're
that
thinking
would
about $15,000. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, we may want to just approve up to 16 just in case, because we don't know what that price is going
to
be for that mag chloride, but
up to 16,000.
But Lonnie was thinking it might be 2,000 or 3,000, so that should be.
What do you call that process?
Mag chloride.
Mag chloride.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anybody who's been, you know, the road goes from the entrance to Eagle Fork, and then goes due west and joins the main road going across the valley.
Yeah.
Right over there.
Yeah.
That is the gravel road with mag chloride on it.
Okay.
And it's pretty nice, actually.
So we would put the road base down and then put that mag chloride on top of it.
And that kind of seals it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think we could add that in the motion. We should. Okay.
All right, so looking for a motion.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve up to $16,000 to install and grade the road base and also add the mag chloride to the alternate access road to the green waste facility.
Sounds good. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion, second. Any further discussion? And roll call. Bruce, was that motion good? Like, did you think that covered everything?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. And I vote aye.
Okay, so roll call about Bruce's aye. Sandy?
Aye.
And Lewis?
Aye.
Artie?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Just another update while we were at it. We had, at our last meeting, we had a motion to approve the landscaping here. We reached out to PACs, who are the lowest bidders, and they included the most amount of jobs or tasks to do in the bid. They can't start till July, like the 1st of July. I was hoping to get it done by the 4th of July. So I asked Rex to go to the second bidder and see what their time frame was, and they were 3 to 4 weeks out, which puts us middle of June. We weren't familiar with that bidder. I can't remember what the company was, but it wasn't Grass Plus, it wasn't Western Landscaping, it was somebody else. And so I asked Rex to, let's just wait for PAC, so let them start on July 1st. We know.
Because PAC was also going to include the curbing.
He was.
Which is very nice.
He was going to include the curbing. Yeah. So that's where we are. I was hoping we'd get it done by the 4th of July, but we're not. So that's it. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we adjourn?
No.
Anything
else? You want me to go ahead and start talking with Zach and others about getting some bits or the putting that thin coat?
Yeah, why don't you? And maybe we need to work with Lonnie. Lonnie's just saying like a skim coat and then whatever it takes to fill in the potholes. So he didn't think it would take a lot of road base. So yeah, that'd be great. And Lonnie was going to have Post go up and do a bit also. So maybe we let Post measure it, get the square footage, and then... but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, get post measurement, and I'll give Zach a call and tell him what we're looking at also.
Okay. So. Sounds good. All right, looking for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn, yeah.
Okay, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Aye. Means adjourned. Thanks, Bruce. Good luck down there.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yes, take care.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Where's he at?
And,